Blog Talk Radio.
You found the pen.
Huh?
You found the pen.
Oh, yeah. So the pen was here from last week. All right. So we are live right now. Okay. This is the first part of the live, but this does go straight to iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. We are live right now. Okay. So we're going to get into some things. We're going to talk. So basically, once we get started, I'll pass over the call in to you. You know how to do the call in.
Yes.
So I'm confident you know how to do the call in. So that's pretty much that. I'll do the rest of the stuff. Let me see. Yes. Okay. Okay. What is the tea with the green screen? Oh my God. She's sending me.
Is it because it's locked?
Huh?
It's locked.
Oh. Another view, huh? That don't look like this one. That's fine. It's we in the studio. We don't know shit, girl. I'm not finna kill myself over there. Fuck these hoes.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay.
So yeah. We live on iTunes right now. Huh?
Yes, we are. Okay, so we're about to get ready to start the show. Okay. Oh. Hold on. Do I need a picture of them? No. Shit, you know what? It loves to try me like that. I don't know why I like to do that. What's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday, everybody. Ooh, hi. How are you? Welcome, everybody. I know it's been a couple of days. Well, it's really been a day. And whenever I'm gone a day, it's just like, oh, my God. You know, where the hell has he been? But listen, Shout out to everybody watching. Listen, if you are a returning subscriber, you know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might stop working, but we will get through the show, okay? And if you're new, welcome and hello. Okay, so today is a little bit different because, you know, we sipping on Sundays, and I never really told you guys that we were going to, you know, do a sipping Sunday, like officially, like every Sunday I've been trying, but we are going to sip on this Sunday, okay? And I've got some people with me because this story that I want to talk about today is really, really funny to me. I thought it would be interesting. So I brought, you know, some of you guys may know him from our Wednesday night show, the official King Payne.
Okay. What's good, y'all? It's the official King Payne, all the way from the home of the lituation, where we keep it what?
A lit lit. Okay. And then I have Kenneth with here on production.
Hello, everybody. I'm in the building today, you know, on the side, so y'all won't see me, but I'm going to be talking my shit today.
Okay. So we're going to get into some things. All right. So I want to shout out to all the moderators in the chat. I want to shout out to the B&B squad. So this is going to be a funny-ass live, y'all, okay? The reason why... I don't expect hella people to see this video, but this shit was hella funny. Hold on. I'm trying to work. Y'all know how I be trying to organize the stuff. I be trying to organize everything so we could see it. Okay. Now. Not true. Uh-oh. I done did too much. Okay. So. Okay, so mind you, this live is about Love and Hip Hop, Miami, Prince, and Alvin. Now, I know that they're really not like anything to be like talking about, but it was hella funny today because I'm on social media today. I'm on Instagram. And usually Prince goes live in the morning, so I'll watch Prince, right? But I got off the live, but then I see like Alvin, which is Trina's assistant. He went live threatening Prince, telling Prince that he was going to beat his ass. Okay. Now, I don't know. Apparently Alvin, which is Trina's assistant, inboxed Prince, or DM'd Prince some like heart face emojis. And Prince allegedly told him, when he seen him, he seen him later on that night, and Prince told him, "Don't you ever DM me again, or I'll beat your ass." Like,
Not Prince.
So right. So Alvin then went live and then started threatening Prince. Okay. And then so Alvin is talking about he going to beat Prince's ass. And they talking about this is all Love and Hip Hop storyline. Like, it's just a bunch of bullshit. So I'm going to play the clip, and then we all going to talk about it. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see if I can get the first clip. Okay.
Okay. You had so much to say in the club last night. What's good now?
Yo, this is fucking crazy. Dog, this is fucking crazy. Bro, I just checked us in the club last night, and you gonna come to my Instagram fucking live to talk shit, my nigga? I just sat next to you in fucking Studio 23 last night and told your ass to stay the fuck out my and if you ever try me again, I'm gonna punch you in your motherfucking shit. And you come to my Instagram to talk shit? You come to my Instagram live to tell me to meet up when you sat next to me the whole motherfucking club last night, you bitch ass nigga. So stop talking to me. I'm not even gonna sit here and address your ass no more. Fucking booty ass shit. This nigga, yo, this fucking guy, Trina's assistant, I guess he must be looking for some fucking he wants a storyline. This nigga, fucking okay.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get what Trina's assistant said. Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. It's not playing. I told y'all. Hold on. We're gonna try to get this. But let's say, yo, was that shit not hilarious?
Yes, that shit was hilarious.
So that was Trina's assistant. So he's going to beat Prince's ass. Now, here's how I feel about the situation. I don't know what I'm gonna say. Okay, I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck I'm saying.
Well, girl, I feel the same way.
What is it?
I feel the same way the album feels.
Okay,
this is insecure. She's very gay. My attendance has been going off on Prince since the very first day he hit the television screen. Okay.
Okay.
Been doing my research. I have my receipts. And you know what I'm saying? Prince is definitely gay, okay?
Listen, I don't think that Prince is gay. I think the issue with this whole... The issue that I have with it is, listen. First of all, this is the fucking DM, okay? So the DM is... Look, so right there, there's the DM. So Prince posted a DM, a story, and Alvin Hart eyed it. Okay, so Prince seen him later on that night, and he's like, don't ever DM me no shit like that again, or I'm gonna fuck you up. But my whole thing is, Prince, like, you don't get to do that. Like, I know that Alvin is not the only gay nigga that DMs you.
I'm trying to tell you, because if I open up my phone right now, I'm all in Prince inbox.
I feel like
I shot my shot a couple times.
But I feel like Prince went through that whole Bobby Lights thing where everybody was thinking that him and Bobby Lights was in a relationship. I think Prince is a little insecure. I think Prince is trying to figure out where he fits in the entertainment industry, and he felt uncomfortable with being called gay. So now he's trying to prove that he's not gay by any means necessary. But that doesn't prove that you're not gay. That proves that you have something, you know, internally that you're dealing with. I feel like, you know, Prince doesn't know if he wants to be a model, he wants to be an actor, he wants to be a singer. He has all these things that he's wanting to do or try to do, but none of it's working. And I think he's frustrated, but everybody's in it. He doesn't want anybody remotely associating him with gay because that's all they knew him as for the first season, and because he was hanging out with Bobby Lights. But at the end of the day, you hang out. You had a bunch of boys coming into the store voguing.
Oh yeah, that's
where'd you meet them at? How'd you know them?
That's true. And I mean, if you're gonna be, he's just trying to protect himself against, because everybody kept saying he's gay. So now he's got to be like this hyper masculine guy who will fight a gay person. Like, he so don't want to be around gay people, he'll fight them now. And it's like, you was just. So the only time we really seen you is when you was at Gay Pride with Bobby Lights. That's the only time you've actually been booked.
That's the only time you've ever seen Prince. Not to mention, Prince is booked at an LGBT Pride event this year.
Okay.
So how are you upset with someone sliding in your DMs? You're booked at Gay Pride. I mean, you're sitting here in the pool. You don't think niggas is going to look at you? Like, how do you not think that niggas is going to look at you?
And are you going to fight every gay person at the Pride event that tell you you sexy and stuff, but you there at the Pride event with no shirt on and probably short shorts and in your drawers and stuff at a pool party, and they going to tell you look good? You're going to fight all of them too? Why would you even go there? That's the point, if you don't be around them.
My thing is, this nigga clearly likes the attention at the end of the day.
It's the only attention that he gets. And that's the problem.
Come on now. And he gets the most attention when he comes to the gay side, because the straight people don't fuck with him like that. The late, nobody's buying or listening to that music. And to be honest with you, he didn't even want to become an artist until he started realizing Bobby Lights was getting booked. And then he had to be Bobby Lights' cute friend.
Yeah, because you were booked with Bobby Lights.
He was always booked with Bobby Lights.
Yeah, you were to be looked at by the gay men, but Bobby Lights was booked as talent, and so you want to be talent, but music is your talent.
Absolutely. His storyline is all made up. What happened to the promoter, you know what I'm saying, that made all this money, that knows all these girls? What are you spending your money on? Because it's not showing. You walk around in Vans tennis shoes, okay, and raggedy-ass t-shirts. Like, I just feel like, you know, if you're making all this money instead of, you know, hashtagging Wilhelmina in every photo to get this modeling contract, take your money and invest it in yourself.
Well, he needs to take it and invest. He needs to go back to party promoting, because that's what got him on Love of Hip Hop. If you really look at it now, it looks like they're about to phase out because the storyline is dead.
Right. The storyline is trash. And then my whole thing is this. I don't even feel like he's on his girlfriend, the Liz. And it's not because I think he's gay. I think it's just he just don't like her. But he needed another storyline outside of the Bobby Lights, because he wanted to disassociate himself with anything gay, and it just didn't do for him this season.
And he's trying to use Liz, because on the reunion, he said they were trying to hint that she's pregnant. He said, I'm not going to set that unless we'll see if I make it on next season, meaning your contract has not been renewed yet, and you're not guaranteed a slot next season.
Right.
Who knows if you and Alvin, because Alvin had no reason to be on Love & Hip Hop
right.
this season either.
No.
So who knows if they both it wasn't sitting in the club last night talking about, we're going to do this tomorrow, solidify a spot.
Absolutely. We don't know.
I mean, he did say they were sitting next to each other all night. And to me, if you come up to me in the motherfucking middle of the club talk about, oh, never inbox me again on no shit like that, we're not sitting next to each other all night. First of all, you just have a bad taste in my motherfucking mouth and my motherfucking stomach. I don't give a fuck who it is. You're not sitting next to me all night, or it's going to be tension and problems. Okay? But, you know, it could be, you know, a plot or some kind of hoax to renew their contracts for next season.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know that Trina's assistant has a contract for next season.
Okay.
No, I don't know if he had a contract for the last season.
That was my thing. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I think he was slightly brought under to be read by Trina, so yeah. It kind of boosted her status on the show. She was boring, but we're not. This is not about that.
That's not about that. But my thing is this with Prince, though. You can't take the gay people's money and then feel some type of way when the gay people think that you're cute. Like, they think that you're cute, Prince. Like, it is what it is. You can't go and start arguing with every gay person that drops hard eyes in your inbox. If you're that pressed, it's something internally going on with you. It makes you look gay. Because anybody that's comfortable with their sexuality knows that I'm not gay. That rolls off the back of my, you know, my shoulder. Why are you so pressed? Why are you so pressed to prove that you're not gay? Nobody, like, okay, people are going to call you gay, but if you want to be a celebrity, if you want the clout like you're fighting for, you're going to have to accept that. You carry yourself like a metrosexual boy. You carry yourself like a boy that wants attention from girls and boys. You want attention from men and women. You want everybody to think that you're cute. You want everybody to be attracted to you. You want everybody to notice you and think that you look good. You do. He does. So with that, you have to be comfortable with understanding that both men and women will think that you're attractive. If you can't handle that, then you don't need to be putting yourself out on the internet.
I mean, with social media today, everybody's looking at you. So you just got to get over it. I feel like he just attacked Alvin because he knew Alvin via the show. So it was like, I'm a punk him. So that's another spotlight, a person that's going to put it out into the public that I'm not gay. You see, I checked the gay person.
Right.
But you're not checking every gay person like that.
Yeah. But don't apply, let it fly. And, you know, every time somebody points the finger at Prince, he always goes into these little fits and stuff like that. And like, you know, Tommy Lee from Love & Hip Hop, she called him out. She said that she seen Prince and Bobby Lights kissing.
Okay.
And it was a whole...
Allegedly. We can't say that.
But they had a whole fallout on social media, and I screenshotted the receipt.
Okay.
So, I mean, he was basically upset with Tommy, and he was like, how could you? Information like that.
Well,
Was like, you know, she didn't know she was supposed to be keeping any secrets.
I think the whole him and Bobby Lights thing, I do think that Bobby Lights was in love with Prince. 100%.
Absolutely.
I don't think Prince is gay. I don't think that Prince is gay. I think Prince is corny.
Very corny.
I feel like Prince has been looking for acceptance, but I don't think that Prince is gay. And I think that Bobby Lights did like Prince, but Prince is like, Prince wants to be, he doesn't want to be known for that. He didn't like how that made him feel.
Well, I'm going to have to debate with you on a little bit because I do believe that Prince is gay. Like I said, from day one, my gay dar has went off on Prince, right? So, you know, as soon as I seen him on Love & Hip Hop, I followed him on Instagram. I was like, who is this? Okay? You're looking like a snack. Okay, so I went over and I found him on Instagram and I was under his photos. And there was this guy in all the pictures, like, oh, Prince is gay, I have receipts. Prince is gay, I have receipts. Like, in all the pictures, I'm like, who is this? You know what I'm saying? So me, being, you know, the investigator that I am, I hit him up. And, you know, I'm not going to disclose his name because he doesn't want me to, okay? But basically, he was like, him and Prince used to date before Love & Hip Hop.
Okay.
And when he started Love & Hip Hop, he lost all contact with Prince. Like, Prince came the way off. Okay? But the reason that I believe him, okay, he says that he has pictures, but he didn't want to show me the pictures, okay, because he didn't know what I was going to do with them. But he pointed me in the direction of some of his family members' pages, and, you know, I went to their Instagram, and Prince is on there. So, you know, it led me to believe that he knows Prince on a personal level, because he knows who his family members are and their social medias. So,
So there's some people that didn't get to see the video. So if you guys are just joining us, shout out to the people on Facebook. If you can start a watch party, please do so. We want to make this a nice video, okay? Share this on your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
So basically, for the people that are just joining us, Trina's assistant, so Prince from Love & Hip Hop, went off on Trina's assistant. They said that he was, like, Trina's assistant said that he was pulling up his gun and everything, like, showing it, like, he'll kill, like, beat his ass, all kind of stuff, because Trina's assistant slid in Prince's DMs and posted this, okay? Trina's assistant posted that in Prince's DMs, and Prince had this to say about it.
You had so so much the same in the club last night. What's good now?
Yo, this is fucking crazy. Dog, this is fucking crazy. Bro, I just checked us in the club last night. And you gonna come to my Instagram fucking live to talk shit, my nigga? I just sat next to you in fucking Studio 23 last night and told your ass to stay the fuck out my... And if you ever try me again, I'll punch you in your motherfucking shit. And you come to my Instagram to talk shit? You come to my Instagram live to tell me to meet up when you sat next to me the whole motherfucking club last night, you bitch-ass nigga? Bro, stop talking to me. I'm not even gonna sit here.
And Alva said this.
I changed my mind and try not to do this no more because I have a lot of business deals and things going on. But that bitch, Chris, I'm going to break your neck. The only reason why I didn't beat you down last night and throw you on top of them in that club last time on top of them drinks last night, bitch, because it was like my first day back out, first night back out, they're going to say, oh, it's me. I'm always painting as the bad guy. Every bitch know I do, bitch. First of all, you put up an Insta story. Like, when I thought about it, I didn't even remember. Like, I put a hard eye in your DM like last night. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I never remember that. And I put a hard eye in DM. This is something on the motherfucker story. This is what you do on Instagram. A hard eye. What's the big deal? Bitch, I didn't get on there and say, I want to suck your dick. I like you. But since you want to act like you gorilla and talking crazy, every bitch in Miami knows this for a fact. How this kick ass and leave his footprint. But since you want to act like you suck, I told you. Bitch, I'm not gonna have a conversation with you inside of this club. But we get outside of the club, we can address this. We was gone. Yeah, you wanna smoke, but you was gone like those. But at the end of the day, Papa Chulo, wherever I see you at, it's motherfucking smoke call. You wanna just, you gonna get your ass in beat down and embarrassed by the hard motherfucker. I know, bitch, you're the bitch that wanna motherfucker for that. He on his life fucking crazy. A hard eye? Are y'all delusional? I write hood niggas with hard eyes and they don't ever say nothing about it. You so insecure because everybody thinks you gay. So, you so mad about a hard eye, but remember this, homie. I promise you this on everything I love. I'm going to kick you in your mouth and eat you to sleep. You're a gay motherfucker. That you are a prick that you're not a prick. This ain't for no love and hip hop. This ain't for no storyline, host. This is real life. And I didn't want to be painted out as the bad guy and kick you in your mouth and eat you down. That's like everybody was going to be wondering, oh, it's out. Let me tell you, I kick ass and leave.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So that's what happened. This is all because Alvin slid in Prince's DMs.
But did he really slide into the DMs?
Are we calling it a real slide, though? Or is this being interactive on Instagram? Because nowadays, when you post in your story, they give you emojis to click, like basically like you're liking the picture if it was posted on the timeline. So maybe he hit the hard eyes and kept it moving. That's why he didn't even remember that he did it. He probably did it to a few men.
Right. But we also have to say this, though. You know, Alvin, let's be real. You think Prince is hot.
No.
And you harder because Prince is hot. But Prince gives that. I'm not. See, here's the thing. I'm going to be real. I don't think Prince is gay, but Prince gives that off. Prince is like another Flash Man Wade. He's one of those light-skinned boys that know he's cute and like that boys are attracted to him, but then feel some type of way when the boys really want him. Listen, you can't flirt with us gay boys or give us those frequencies, and then when we react on them, you feel away. Like, nigga, if you're not going to be gay or you don't want to be looked at as gay, stop sending those frequencies all for your selfish gain.
Well, the problem is that gay men are really the only ones who make them any money.
Right.
And so they have to do it, but they really don't want to. So it's like they're battling themselves because if they don't do it, they'll probably be broke or they'll start to struggle because they're not getting booked anywhere else. So at the end of the day, they have to appease to the gay men and they're just kind of mad about it. So.
Period. And my thing is, again, if you have an issue with Alvin jumping in your DMs, why are you going to host a pride event? Why are you on a motherfucking flyer for a gay pride event? Why?
Why are you half naked on the flyer?
In water on the flyer.
This nigga is sitting in water. I mean, he's wet. That's wet booty, too.
Right?
Whoa.
Dripping wet.
Yes. That's wet booty.
Okay.
Okay. That
he
booty
wet,
is
wet.
Yes.
I'm sure he do got that. Wet,
okay.
Wet.
I mean, he sit right in the water.
He shaves too. He keeps that pussy clean.
Okay.
I was on his Instagram earlier, but I was just getting into the body and stuff. And the one picture he was all hairy, and the other picture he was clean. I'm just saying it's squeaky. Some, you know.
Okay. Why are you holding a gay pride? I'm just trying to figure out, but you feel a way when a man jumps into your DMs with heart eyes. You can't be mad at that, sir. You can't. I'm with Alvin on this. You know what I'm saying? I'm with Alvin on this. And my thing is this, if this is for a Love and Hip Hop storyline, Alvin needs to get him a piece.
Okay.
Well, at the same
get
time, though, we are not going to address the fact that if Prince was still bold enough to approach Alvin in the club and tell him, don't send me no heart eyes, Alvin, why did you wait till you got all the way home to get on Instagram to buck up?
Well, so according to Alvin, he said that he wanted to do it outside, but Prince was gone.
Okay.
All I got to say is, Alvin, don't whoop Prince's ass too bad. Don't fuck up his pretty face. Whatever you do, don't leave the shoe print on his face, okay? That's all I'm saying, because then you're going to have a problem with the king.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want to hear what some of the callers have to say. So let's open up the lines. 563-999-3658. Let's take some calls. I want to know, like, whose fault is it? Is it the gay boy's fault for sliding into Prince's DMs, or is Prince overreacting? What do you guys think? We're here on Facebook. We're here on YouTube. What's going on? Shout out to you all. Shout out to Alvin for watching the show. Feel free to call in, too, love. 563-999-3658.
Yeah, Prince is making it up because, like I said, there's a lot of gay boys in this inbox, and he's definitely not trying to find all of them, okay? I'm in his inbox right now. He ain't said nothing to me.
Well, wait, hold on. So what did you say in his inbox? Oh, my God. What did you say in his inbox?
I was in there shooting shots. I think I posted a basketball emoji. I got some heart eyes in there too. I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to tell you, girl. I just shot a couple shots in that direction. Okay, he ain't said shit to me.
Okay, so I guess nobody want to call in today. They don't got nothing. They don't got no opinion on it.
Let's see, look.
Oh, bitch! You done sent about 150 messages. Screenshot this and let's see. Oh, bitch, we finna send that to me right now. We're gonna post that. Bitch, we're gonna show them how many shots you have shot.
Oh my god.
All right, private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Oman, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, boo? What's up? Talk to me.
Hey, you are so fine. First and foremost, you are so fine. And second of all, this guy is just like one of those straight niggas that be like in front of gay men, dropping their pens, be like, oh, did I drop my pen? And bends it over in front of them and try to pick it up. And then once the gay guy says, you got a nice ass, what the fuck you looking at my ass for? Like, nigga, you know what you was doing when you dropped that pen and try to pick it up in front of me. So
right.
It's just like, he's just one of those people that, you know, like, he knows what he gets off. Like, he wears the pink stuff. He's doing, he's hosting the events and stuff like that, but don't dare come at him. I totally agree with you guys. But at the same time, if he's made it clear that he's heterosexual, that if that's his preference, then, you know, maybe he's comfortable with his sexuality or whatever. So I can kind of see that, too. You know, if he said, I'm heterosexual, but he may be gay-friendly, that's possible. So if he knows that he's heterosexual, he's made that clear, and you still hop in his DMs, at the same time, you can't really blame him for feeling, you can't really say that he shouldn't expect for him to go off like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's made it clear that he's heterosexual. He may do these events. He may do this at the same time. So I kind of see both sides. You know what I mean?
Yes. So who wants to answer that? Anybody have any? Go ahead.
Well, it wasn't an exact slide. He didn't exactly slide into his DM. You watch people's stories. It gives you an option to respond or to react to the story. There's hard eyes. There's hearts. I don't know. There's other things, you know what I'm saying? But it's real easy. It's not like he went to his page and he went to his messages and he intentionally, like, inboxed him. It was just like, you know, who's interacting with his storyline on his
on his own personal Instagram.
Oh, so he
you can follow
like,
who you want to follow on Instagram.
So he didn't slide up in his DMs. He was just reacting to something that he had posted, and he was just upset.
Yeah, he reacted with the heart eyes.
Oh, hell no. Like, that's way too
so he just
much.
Thought
like,
the picture was a nice picture.
He is going
right.
to motherfucking much. Yeah, and Kingpin, you are so lit. I love you so much. And Armand, you are so fine. I just need to tell you that again. And
thank
yeah,
you.
Doing he's doing way too
all right, shout out to y'all.
You know,
bye. All right. So, yes, we are getting into some things because I don't think that's cool when the straight guys do that. They know that the gay boys are looking. They play to our gay. They like Prince is a metrosexual like boy. Like he is the type of straight boy that would have an OnlyFans and like he would have majority gay followers. Like women don't really get into him because honestly, nigga, you're way too soft for women. Or is that the reason that you date? Well, we definitely know why he don't date black girls because black girls
yeah,
would not be
no.
like he's too soft for black girls.
But he wouldn't even have that image that he got if he was
in. No,
so
no.
All the way together. Okay?
Yeah, so, yeah. So he can't
wear none of that pink shit.
Right.
Not
so, need a black girl.
Yeah. So yeah, like if you want to be straight, then you probably should start dating black women if you want to be looked at as straight. Cause she gonna clean your ass up and you're not gonna be. He's way too
together.
Soft.
You ain't gonna
looking.
Be switching like that. You ain't gonna be switching around.
Way
like
too
that.
Soft.
Okay. Black woman gonna make you put some bass in your voice.
He's way too low. And the thing is, I like Prince. Like, I hate that. Like, I feel like I'm shitting on him. But he's been on some bitch ass shit lately when he's been trying to prove that he's straight. And like, you don't even have to do that. Like, you're cool, bro. We fuck with you. You're the straight guy that's cool with gay people and straight people. But just you need to be comfortable about who you are because that's the issue. Like, every gay person doesn't want you. Yes, he's attractive, but it's not like, oh. You know, I just want to be disrespectful. You know, I he's so fine to the point where I'm just going to be hella just overtly disrespectful. It's not that serious. It's not that serious, especially when you're at this nigga is hosting a fucking gay pride event. Nigga, don't host the event. Why is Dwight even paying this nigga if he's homophobic? Why are you guys even doing, why are these pride promoters even doing shit like that?
The bigger question is, why are you not hosting anything else?
Yeah,
okay.
We don't see you hosting the
period.
Straight parties.
Right.
Why are you not getting booked for anything else?
Why?
And what's up with the hair weaves and a pink panty? I just want to know.
Okay.
I think we all want to know.
Yeah. He definitely has in extensions.
Definitely has
extensions. Extensions.
And when
extensions.
He don't got extensions, he be having his hair flat iron and pressed.
Okay. Like a bitch.
Okay. Don't no girl want no nigga that gotta make a hair appointment the same time they gotta make a hair appointment. That's the woman's time.
Period.
Get away and you know enjoy some leisure, enjoy some time away from a nigga. When she make an appointment, you make an appointment.
Period.
We can't be making appointments the same
right.
time. That's out. It's costing us too damn much. Cut that shit off and rock 60 ways. Okay?
But I did not like how he came for Trina's assistant like that. I felt like that was a very bitch-ass move. Very bitch-assness.
Yeah, I think he only come for niggas that he feel like I can beat up because he ain't doing none of that shit. No straight niggas or no studs, okay?
Okay. Let's take another private caller. Private caller live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
What's going on, boo?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I've watched the show, and, you know, I am a black woman because you're saying he's not interested in them at all, okay?
Mm-mm.
So for me watching him on the show, you know, my personal feeling, just me personally, I feel probably a lot of black girls feel the same way, is that, you know, maybe deep down inside he is bisexual. Maybe he is attracted to them, but he's still kind of, you know, trying to play the whole I'm going to go out of my way to make it very clear that I don't have anything against it so that you don't assume that I have anything against it. But it comes off, and, you know, like you said, you know, he does go down to get the pantalon to put in his hair. You know, he does make sure.
No, wait, hold on. Now hold on, everybody pause. Now caller, what did you say he goes down and gets put in his hair?
I said he goes down to the beauty supply to get the Kankalon. So what
is that? Is that the Kanakalon?
The Kankalon, you know, that's the textured kind.
The synthetic,
that's the textured
synthetic hair. Braiding
the braiding hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He gets the textured synthetic braiding hair, and it looks a mess. So either way it goes. When he's on TV, you know, he definitely gives off the vibe or whatever, you know, he's not, I feel like he goes out of his way to make it seem like he doesn't have an issue so that people don't think that he has an issue. Whether he does or not, that's beside the point. You're very right. The fact that he is hosting these events, and like you said, the only other person around Miami that was doing that was Trina. So he's trying to, you know, kind of take up that and just make it seem, oh, you know, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I can go ahead and host this. But, Armand, I will say this. You had a caller not long ago. It was a woman caller, and she was doing the most on the lines with you, and you had to end the call early. It made you uncomfortable, and you ended that call rather early when the girl was like, hey, Armand, oh, my God, you are so fine. Ooh, no.
Yes.
And you was like, all right, I'm going to have to hang up on you. And you
were yes.
Very uncomfortable.
Yes, I was very uncomfortable, you know, and I'm in a whole relationship, so I can't.
But he didn't go off on her.
I didn't tell her I was going to whoop her ass.
He wasn't trying to meet up.
Right,
I didn't tell
exactly,
her. I didn't pull my
exactly.
gun out on live.
Uh-huh. You're right about that. But it was funny to watch. You was just like, oh, my God, this is so uncomfortable. So for Prince to have to go off and do it like that, you know, he could have just cut it short the way you did. You just ended the call. You just moved
Period.
On to the next caller.
That's all you have to do. Thank you, caller.
Right. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's all
very
right.
Inquisitive, okay? She noticed just like I noticed, okay?
Let's take another caller. 60 seconds. 310-3465. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
This is Nikki D. I've been in the comments, you're live, all that good stuff. So, as I
hey,
said,
Nikki.
I think the Prince, hey, King. I think the Prince
hey.
Is kind of like myself. He likes to watch the Skittles fall but not taste the rainbow. Now,
okay.
It's kind of a double thing. I'm going to say this real fast. You know how women sometimes we like to get sexy or whatever, and men sometimes think that we kind of reaching for attention and shit like that. That's what he's doing. And we know that sometimes gay men can be a little aggressive, so why are you even, you know, acting like you're that way, knowing that men are going to holler and then you want to react the way he did?
Hold on. Right. I get that. I don't think all gay men are aggressive like that.
No,
but they can
not.
Be.
No, absolutely not. But yeah, they can.
But yeah,
and
I definitely agree with you.
You know, he's in the industry, so it's like, what do you expect? But he just needs to be free, man. Like it's 2019. If that's what it is, that's
but
what it is.
The thing is this. I think the issue is people keep trying to say he's gay. I don't think the dude is gay. I just think that okay, you want me to know? If you really want to know my opinion, I'm gonna tell you this is what I think is going on with Prince.
I don't think that.
Hold on. Let me get this out real quick. I think that Prince's issue is he wants to be a celebrity, and he's not really sure which way to go, and so he's getting frustrated. He started doing music, but that only came because he was traveling with Bobby, and Bobby Lights was doing music, so then he started doing music. Then he's been trying to tag every modeling agency to sign him. They're not signing him. I mean, he even begged for an Instagram verification. So the thing is this. He doesn't know what he wants to do. He doesn't know what to do with his platform that he's been given. I think at this point he's given up being a party promoter. So he's frustrated. And so the people were calling him gay, and he also realizes the only time he's really talked about or really popular or anybody's ever really celebrating him or giving him acknowledgement is when it's gay people. So he's probably fucking tired of that because he's like, why doesn't anyone else accept me? I'm not gay. But it's like, dude, you send gay frequencies all the while because you want to be accepted by everybody. So you want gay boys to like you and you want girls to think you're attractive because you want a hell of attention. So if you want all this attention, you're just going to have to learn how to deal with it.
Yes, the gays are very accepting, okay? The gays are very accepting, okay? But what I was saying, because she was saying something about, you know, the gays being aggressive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that an inbox message is an aggressive form of persuasion, okay? That's like the lightest thing that you can do is send somebody an inbox or DM, okay?
Especially when the heart eyes, from the screenshot, the heart eyes were the only thing ever sent. It wasn't like he was continuously messaging to the point where Prince finally had to say something. It was one heart eyes. Like, he could have moved on.
Yeah, because he could have been said something to me.
You see, you're sounding very thirsty. You're the kind of gay man that makes it hard for others. And it really
I'm
makes it hard.
One.
No, because you make it really, you're the type that's very thirsty. You've sent 45 messages to Prince's inbox. You even took shooting your shot as far as actually sending basketball emoji. Okay? You're the type of individual that, yes, I will cuss you the fuck out. Because you're not getting it. But my whole
but
thing
I'm
is.
I'm the kind of person like Alva, too. Like, nigga, you can pull up and catch these hands, okay? You can pull up and catch these motherfuckers. Because there ain't never been nothing. I didn't even like you like that. I was just seeing if you was going to respond, okay?
You're like the mad black thug that gets mad at the pretty girl that says, you know, she doesn't want to talk to him after he, like, ran up to her and told her how beautiful she was. And was like, hey, can I take you on a date? And she was like, no, I'm sorry. Then he goes and calls her all kind of bitches and hoes and tell her how he'll whoop her ass because she didn't want to give him her number. That's who you are.
That ain't me. Mm-mm.
All right. So shout out to Prince and shout out to Alvin for watching the show tonight. Shout out to you guys both. Prince, I fuck with you. Alvin, you're a kiki. You're a kiki out the door. Oh, you are kiki.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're a kiki. They need to give you your show. They need to go ahead and let's take the call from the 305. 305
Hello?
3588. You're live on the air.
What's good? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, it's Prince.
Oh, hi, Prince. How are you?
I'm great. I've been listening to your show. You had some interesting things to say, so I figured let's have a conversation.
Yes, let's have a conversation, Prince. Shout out to you. First of all, I want to say that I fuck with you. I really, 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 really do. But I'm a little bit disappointed.
Well, as far as just to address some of the things that you said. First, as far as being confused and not knowing what to do with the platform.
Okay.
That's not what's going on at all. The music that I'm doing, it didn't come about because I was hanging out with Bobby. When I started doing it, I was in the studio with Bobby and Pleasure P, but it started off like, okay, you know, this is fun, this is cool. When I made that song, Bobby Shampoo Dance, I was like, damn, this song sucks. But for it to be the first song I ever made, you know, maybe there's some potential. And then I've dove into it like wholeheartedly. Like, I've learned how to record myself. I'm learning how to mix, et cetera, et cetera. So music got better. I love it. I do it. It's very therapeutic. As far as the platform, yes, I did stop becoming a party promoter, but it's because Love and Hip Hop didn't help me in that aspect, in the sense that the people that watch Love and Hip Hop don't come to the club. The people that watch Love and Hip Hop aren't spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 to, you know, buy a table at the club. So it didn't help me in that aspect. And as far as being a promoter, I feel like I became alienated because, I guess everybody else felt some type of way that they took this one promoter guy and put him on TV when there's, you know, people like Mike Gardner and Phil the Mayor who've been promoting for years and have, you know, have parties like Live, et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like it just alienated me from everybody else. Mm-hmm. Now, the modeling thing, a model has been pushing me to do that. That's why I've been tagging agencies. That's why I'm just like, well, you know, I go to the agencies, but no one's signing me. Everyone keeps telling me, you should model. Well, I've gone and they haven't done it. So yeah, I did try to use my platform like everybody else does to garner attention. But Amada is the one who pushes me every time she speaks to me to model. What else? Now, the Alvin situation. I know you guys only saw one DM, but that's not the first time. That's maybe
the... Well, first, the music situation. Let me address the music. Can we talk about the music situation? The only reason why I said the music situation is because you were on live and you were talking. They were asking you about, you know, your album. When you dropping a song, you said your label is kind of playing. They're not doing what you thought they were going to be doing for you. So, you know, you weren't getting anything from the label. That's why I mentioned the music thing.
Yeah, as far as that, I am having issues, which I guess this is just artist thing. You know, I'm looking at it as going through the process. I do believe in the music that I'm making. Like, I can stand butt-ass naked on I-95 behind my music. That's how much I believe in the new music that I've made, not the old
stuff.
Pause.
The butt-ass naked. Why do you have to do the butt-ass naked? See, that's the pause.
That's how much I believe in it. Like, I'm saying, like I'm not ashamed of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean by, like, I'll stand behind it 100%. That's why I make that reference.
Okay.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, doesn't sound like you know what in the hell you want to do, okay? You said that you just started doing the music when you were in a studio with Pleasure P and Bobby Lights, okay? So somehow Bobby Lights inspired you. Okay, and you're saying that the only reason that you pursue the modeling is because Amara La Negra pushes you. So it's not something that you want, it's something that someone else wants. What do you want?
I know what I want to do. I love making the music. Bobby didn't inspire me to do music. They just happened to be there. I've always been around music. My father was a DJ. I actually helped an artist from Miami get signed to Red Cafe. I just didn't know that I had the talent to do it, but I've always been around music. I just thought I would be behind the scenes.
Okay.
I called in.
So how is it?
Honestly, just have like an open and transparent conversation with you. So if I feel like you're coming at me, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna kind of like deter me. So I'm being very transparent.
No one's coming. See, there's the thing. No one's coming at you, Prince. That's the thing. No one's coming at you.
I'm just explaining myself. But the music doesn't happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? Pleasure P even told me most artists don't really start to make money till like their fifth album, the one that people know about. So it's just like I don't even do the music to make, you know, millions of dollars or put, you know, hell, ice around my neck. Like, I do it because it feels good and I love it. Like, I literally only listen to the music that I make now. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so, like,
and
my
thing, as far as the music, though, no one ever disputed that the music, no one said the music was bad up here. Like, I think the music is cool. The bigger issue for me was, I feel like your frustrations with whatever's going on with the music and everything has driven you to a point where you're like lashing out against gay people, which is the most people that support you. That's the issue.
But
we fuck with you, nigga. Like,
you
it's
like
not
I'm
that we don't fuck
people.
With you.
But I'm not
because like you
people.
Flipped out on him for sending you a DM.
But yeah, I flipped out on Alvin because he came onto my live and tried to portray, you know, a narrative that wasn't true. I spoke to Alvin last night in the club. I had a whole conversation with him. I said, listen, bro, this isn't the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth time that you DM me some shit. Like, it's not like you're a fan and you don't know who I am. Like, you know what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the friendship between Bobby and I. You know that I am a straight male. Like, you know who I am. You know what I'm saying? You're not someone who doesn't know who I am and kind of thinks or has their opinion of me. You know what I'm saying? You've been in the same room with me. We've all been around. You know what I'm saying? Like, so just respect me. That was my issue. So I spoke to him in the club.
So he DM'd you more than
once.
Oh,
listen to me.
Okay.
Yes, it's been like 7 or 8 times. So I said, bro, respect me, because next time it's not going to be like this, because next time it's going to be an issue and I might put my hands on you. And he's like, no, bro, I didn't DM you anything. I promise it's not me. Just cop and please. So when I was on Instagram Live, just, you know, trying to showcase my personality, I'm in there cleaning my room, and him come on my live and say, where you at? You left the club early. I was looking for you. You know, keep that same energy. I'm gonna beat your ass. This and that. And it's just like, whoa. I check you. I sat in the booth next to you until like 3:30 in the morning when I decided to leave the club. So for, you know what I'm saying, for him to come onto my live and do that, that's what got me off. And the whole gun thing had nothing to do with him. Someone was talking about Chaotic and his niggas being strapped and shit like that. Like, they put an at name. And I said, we're strapped like the Navy here too. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't towards him, or it wasn't even towards Chaotic. It was just saying, like, listen, we're protected over here as well. So I have no problem with the LGBT community. They've honestly shown me love my entire life. Some of the kindest people that I have ever met have been members of the LGBT community. You know what I'm saying? My only problem are the ones that are just disrespectful and out of pocket and just do things that, you know what I'm saying, just uncouth. Just like how girls get DMs. You know, disrespectful from niggas is the same thing. And I just wish that they would have more respect, because I am an ally and I do show nothing but love. I went through this whole entire season with a narrative that was pushed by VH1 and still remained a true and genuine friend to Bobby and to everybody else. My PR is a member of the LGBTQ community. You know what I'm saying? So I have nothing but love and respect for them. I'm good friends with Jason Lee. with all of his shenanigans, I'm great friends with him. He is a member of the LGBT community. I have nothing but love for them because my uncle is.
And he did come on to you pretty hard. Yeah, he did come hard. So I feel you with that because you didn't go left. But it just seemed like the way it came across, like you just like checked Alvin out of nowhere, you know, and that's kind of where, for me, I was like, well, why are you doing a gay pride if you can't handle a person sending heart emojis? And at the same time, Prince, you have to admit that you're metrosexual. You're a pretty boy.
I have never denied that. 100.
You know that. And you know that guys are going to be attracted to you, and you want that.
And I've never had a problem with that. That's just a testament to like the, you know, beauty. That's great.
I like it.
I don't have a. I didn't say I like it. I don't have a problem with it. It's just be respectful. You know what I'm saying? I'm a respectful nigga. I don't go up to girls and grab their asses. I don't slide in girls' DMs saying out of pocket shit. I'm a very respectful person. I have 5 sisters. I was raised by women. You know what I'm saying? Just be respectful. I have no problem with someone complimenting me. Be respectful. I respond to every single DM that I get unless it's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I say thank you. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I've watched your live shows, and ever since the whole gay thing has been happening, I've watched you, and you purposely only responded to girls that talk to you on live, which is fine because I understand where you are right now.
No,
but
not
if a guy
live,
says something to you, you won't respond. Oh, okay.
Instagram live. I respond in my comments because I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like if someone's saying daddy, it just looks crazy if I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know I understand that. Yeah, I totally get that. Like, I'm not saying that
but
you have to
says,
be.
Wild Prince, that's a nice outfit. I respond. Or Wild Prince,
okay.
You look good. Your
yeah,
skin
I can
clear. You know what I'm saying?
That.
I respond.
Okay.
He does do that.
Well, no, and I'm going to be real with you. And I understand a guy like him that could probably go through those things of being, you know, attacked by, like, some of these gay guys that don't let up. So that's why I get it. If you say that he's been in your DMs more than once, then, okay, I could kind of respect that more because I know what that looks like. Like, I have plenty of straight friends that have gone through that, and they try to be allies. But I just don't want it to come across like you're trying so hard to prove that you're not gay because everybody kind of, like, bashed you for being friends with Bobby. So now you have this agenda to try to appear like you're so fucking hard when it's really not that.
Yeah, funny. Never, man. I'm still me, bro. Like, I'm flamboyant as hell with what I wear, how I'm ostentatious. I have no problem. You know what I'm saying? That's just who I am. I own it. That's why it's like it's such a problem if everyone attacks me because, like, listen, bro, if that's who I was, I would have no problem or any shame saying it because, I mean, look at how I dress. Look at how I walk. Look how I talk. Look at how I carry myself. You know what I'm saying? I have no shame. I own who I am. I own all of my flaws. Never once have I ever tried to hide or was I ashamed of anything I've done in my past. I've openly spoken about, you know, my background, my history, and the things that I've done, the fucked up things that I've done. I've changed. I've become a better person. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem. I know, you know, I own my flaws. I do, you know that I'm emotional and that I can be, you know, hot-tempered. I own them. And I just, it's just about trying to work on and improve.
My question is, if Alvin inboxed you more than once, what happened to those messages?
He unsent them.
Oh, unsend them?
Mm-hmm. The first time
you can unsend them.
I've clocked it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been on my Instagram live putting hard eyes. It's not the first time, you know what I'm saying? I've just let it slide. I've let it slide. It's to a point where it's like, all right, bro, like, you're not going to keep disrespecting me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not a random. You're not just some person from Atlanta.
And so does he only try to get at you in your inbox or has he tried to get at you in person?
Yes, no, never in person has he had that energy. He's seen me. He doesn't even look at me.
Okay, so what happened that night? You told him, like,
that.
What? So what happened that
Nothing.
Day? Tell
I
us what happened.
I was sitting down in my section. I just felt somebody sit down, like, with their back turned to me. I looked. I saw that it was him, and I immediately came over. And I spoke to him. I said, hey, let me tell you something, my nigga. Like, you're going to stop doing that shit that you're doing. This isn't the first, second, third, fourth, sixth time that you've inboxed me doing some shit like that. I have no problem with you feeling how you want to feel on the inside, my nigga. But you're going to stop sending that shit to me. Because if you do it again, I'm going to punch you in your shit. You're going to stop. It's disrespect at this point. And he's like, I never sent anything on, you know, just that rah-rah bullshit. So I was like, all right, bro, da-da-da.
So I'm not trying to be funny though. Like, but what was he sending? Like, I like your pink pants, or like what? I like your shoes. Or, like, what was he sending you?
Always
like,
hard eyes or kissy faces and shit. Like, what the fuck you sending me that shit for, bro? What you sending me that shit for? For
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't. That means you don't respect me as a man. Like, you don't
right.
You don't respect me enough to know. You know what I'm saying? That's what I take that as.
What if Alvin had popped off on you at the club? Were you fully prepared to fight him that day?
Oh, let me tell you something. There's no fear in my blood. I don't know if you watch these shows. I walk alone. I don't have security. You know what I'm saying? I'm always by myself. I'm either by myself or with women. You never see Prince with an entourage of men.
Prince, why are you talking like black girls? I don't think you're strong enough to date a black girl.
That's crazy that you say that. My first girlfriend that I lost my virginity to, her name was Jasmine Mays, was a full-blooded African-American woman from Liberty City down here in Miami, Florida. I love my sisters. You know what I'm saying? I dated sisters all up until college, all up until I became a promoter. You know what I'm saying? That I stopped. Liz caught me and she hooked me. Yeah, just make a left right here, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like, Liz had got me mesmerized, and I was just, stuck on her. But,
I'm not sold on the whole Liz thing either, but I think that I like her. If it's working out for you guys, I think that that's great. But I think that you had a different plan. I think you're being strategic. I think that I still think – I fuck with you, but I think that you're still trying to figure it out, which you're young and you should, and you have a lot of potential. You're attractive. You're personable. You're cool. Just don't be on the bitch-ass shit. You can very much go far.
Right here.
So if Liz is what's going to get you signed for the next season, I get it. You don't have to admit that to me, but if that's what you –
I just want to tell y'all something really quickly. Liz – My being on the show is not contingent upon Liz. I gave Liz a storyline. You know what I'm saying? I brought her on the show. I could have put any girl in Miami on the show. I chose Liz because it was genuine. It was real. And I know that she wasn't going to go on there and, one, make me look stupid, two, go on there and start doing her own shit. If you notice, Liz isn't around the country booked and busy and hosting. She doesn't have a manager. She's a model. She doesn't care about that shit. She only did it because she loved me and she wants to be with me and she wants to make me happy. And she knows how much the show means to me. Liz doesn't want to be on that show at all, but she also doesn't want me on there with another bitch either. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
I know people feel how they want to feel about Liz because I don't show her off and this and that, but that's because of me and my internal issues and because of, outside things that I have going on, and you know what I'm saying? And, just being a nigga and just doing shit that I shouldn't be doing. But it's not because she's a no one.
Liz looks a little different this season, though. Liz kind of got fine. You must have paid for Liz to get some work done, no? Liz looks like she got a little lip.
She just gave her more scenes. That's all. You guys got to see more of her.
She gets to that check. She gets to that bag. All right, well.
No, she's always been getting to the bag. But anyways, like I said, I just wanted to call and I was listening to the show. And like I said, I like to, change people's opinion one by one. I hope you guys got a better feel of me and who I am as a person.
My question is, how are you going to feel at this gay pride? Please don't say their name because we don't give out free promotion here. How are you going to feel about hosting this pride event? There's going to be nothing but men looking at you. So, am I not supposed to think you're attractive? Like, am I not supposed to look
but
at the goddamn host?
With that. But it's not my first time hosting an LGBT event. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look at me. I've never had someone at an event come up to me and try to grab on me or tell me some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Never, ever, ever. If anything, they act like they're scared of me, which is wild because I'm friendly. I'm all for taking pics, saying what's up. You know what I'm saying? So I have no problem doing this. You look at, like last year, I was all over the country doing different prides.
Yeah, that was when you were the most booked is when you were with the LGBT. Ever since you went back to this Liz storyline and this, kind of I'm a thug storyline, the bookings haven't seemed to be there as much. That's why I'm like, hold on.
I don't think that's what slowed the booking down because, if anything, I'm showcased more as a friend and ally to the LGBT community this season. I'm on TV telling people how, I was friends with Bobby not because he's a human first, not gay. So, if anything, I thought I would have been booked more. No, it's just because people didn't know who I was last season. I was a fresh face. Now they know who I am. I'm just a promoter from, I get it. It's cool.
Bobby has got more popular than you?
Do I feel like he got more popular than me?
Honestly, I think that you were bigger than Bobby. You were bigger than Bobby because you had the style, you had the look, you had everything, but you didn't play your cards right. You fucked up.
To love and hip hop fans and what they want to see, I'm not their cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? They want to see people jumping over cars, fighting and shit like that. They don't want to see somebody.
No, that's not true. Especially not for you. You were fashion. First of all, you're attractive. You were metro and you were fashion. Everybody wanted to see you.
No,
you outdressed Bobby. Like, how is it that you dress better than the gay guy? Like, that's why niggas was looking at you like, yo, this dude is dope. Like, he's fashion. He's got a good look. A little bit corny, but you were dope. That's why I'm like, why didn't you just I don't know what your publicist or whoever is telling you, but I would have told you ride that way for at least two more seasons. Fuck what these idiots are telling you on the internet, because they're still buying you as a product.
But what do you?
And then
about
I would have dropped my music.
I don't ride storylines. You know what I'm saying? I move to the beat of my life and what's really happening in my life. It's no fake shit. It's no fabricated shit. It's no let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. VH1 pushed the narrative that they wanted to push, but everything that was going on was really happening in my life. Me and Bobby were really good friends, hanging out. Bobby really did fucked up things, sent pictures of me and bitches to my ex. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did crazy shit that stopped us from being friends. Then it translated to TV. He did stuff on camera for TV. So we really fell out. Like, it was all real for me. The things with my father, the things with my family, the things with Liz. Like, it's all real for me. I don't do anything for TV. I don't make a storyline. Me and Chaotic, we're really friends. He came to my house. I was cooking. We were doing music videos. We were in the studio in the club every night. Like, none of this shit was fake. You feel me? I don't do anything fake for TV, and that's one thing that will always remain true to me. I am the same person on TV and off TV. I don't do anything for TV. I'm not going to ever do a fake storyline. I'm not going to fuck with a girl just for, you know what I'm saying? That's not who I am. I'm an authentic person, period.
It's not about faking the storyline. What we're saying is you have a lot of potential, and you should not have got flustered by the people calling you gay. That's why you switched your storyline this year.
But I didn't switch my storyline. Me and Liz were in a better place, so we really did get back together. The reason that I'm frustrated, because it's something that I've been bothered about my entire life, whether it was because I used to have to wear tidy whities when I was younger or whatever the situation is, you know what I'm saying, because I was articulate, because I got straight A's. It was always I was gay for something other than actually doing something gay. So I'm, you know what I'm saying, it touches a sensitive spot, and you can't get mad. It's like someone who's fat their entire life, like, they, you know what I'm saying, like, and they're skinny now, but people, it's just like, it's just something that fucks with me. It hurts, bro.
And I understand that. And I understand that. But what I was saying is you have to get through that, because now you have an opportunity to be, you know, bigger than you've ever dreamed of. And you have everything in place. Like, just ride the wave. Like, don't self-destruct yourself by overthinking it. Like, you have it. And that was the thing for me. I'm like, okay, people were trying to tear you down by calling you gay, because they know, like, oh, they'll break you down. Or if the gay people like you, then you felt like the world wasn't respecting you. No, it wasn't that. Like, you were getting money. You were getting notoriety. You got fucking verified. You got over 100,000 followers. You know you're not gay. I don't believe you're gay. But you don't have to prove that when you're getting money and you're booked and busy.
Exactly.
Fuck them. Fuck these niggas.
And that's what
we
want to see. Prince getting to the bag. We want to see,
yes,
Prince, you know, balling out. You know, we want to see him doing his motherfucking thing.
I
want to
see a Prince clothing line. Like, you have that. You, like, when you came to the VMAs or whatever that was with the do-rag and, like, the little harness with the no shirt, like, I was like, okay, yeah, that's a bad nigga, but that's a dope look. Like, this,
okay.
What I initially said was, why the fuck isn't Bobby Lights dressing like this? Like, I said if Prince was gay, he would be fucking running everything.
Oh, he'll be
especially
all
about, like, he would be fucking running everything. Okay, but like, all I'm saying is, like, you have so many ways you can go. Just tap into that and fuck what these haters are saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just don't care. Don't stop reading the comments, because you're reading the comments.
You're right. Well, it's not even that I'm focusing on the negative, not just positive, but I appreciate y'all. But listen, guys, I'm here at the studio. I got to go out and show love, and you know what I'm saying? But y'all have a
good
night.
Well, shout out to you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Shout out to y'all.
Bye.
Adios.
Okay. Well, that was Love and Hip Hop, Miami's Prince. How did you feel about that conversation?
I think that the conversation went well. I mean,
absolutely.
It didn't seem like he was cowering away from the conversation, except for when, you know, I kind of pressed it. He was like, look, you kind of press it too hard. You keep on pressing, I'm about to hang up. I was like, okay, let me calm down, you know what I'm saying, because I'll get to the nitty-gritty, okay?
Okay.
I'll ask the question, because I was going, because he said that he didn't know any gay guys. I wanted to ask him, you know, well, how'd you find those guys to come and vote at that club that night? But
No. We want to thank him for actually calling in.
Absolutely.
Because Alvin didn't call in. Yeah. Prince called in. He was very personable.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to him.
Shout out to Prince.
And I understand how he feels. Like, I want to say this. I understand that straight guy. Because he sounds like, now from him talking to me, I do feel like it's been more than once. I do feel like it's been a little bit more than once. And I feel like Prince is a little fed the fuck up. But he has so much potential and so much talent that if he stopped reading the comments, he could be a badass nigga.
Absolutely. Yeah, he definitely should have let none of these DMs and none of that get to him, okay? Don't let Alvin get to you. Don't let Prince get to you. Don't let social media get to you. Just keep pushing. We want you to succeed. Everybody wants you to succeed. Figure out what you like to do, and we got you, okay?
Yeah, so, and yeah, shout out to you, Prince. Thanks for calling in, bro. And it's all love. And I feel like I got through to him.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, and that's what I want to do for these artists and for these people. Like, that's, I can't wait to have this conversation with Nicki Minaj. Because I feel like she's going to understand what I'm saying. You know, and right then and there, I felt like, you know, Prince and I can be cool, but I will call him on his shit. I, you know, like he's a little corny. But he has what it takes. And I still do think that Liz has a little work done, but which that just shows progression in life.
okay.
Let's take another caller. 901-9328, you're live on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my phone call.
Okay.
First thing I want to say is a couple of calls before you had a female that was talking about how he likes to keep himself up. And there was, she was trying to make it seem as if that's a bad thing, that a straight guy would want to keep himself up. But if we had a straight guy saying the exact same things about a gay guy that she was saying about him, we would immediately call that straight guy homophobic, laid up off the bullshit. If this man wants to take care of his personal hygiene and look good, let him do that. Now, with this Alvin situation, Alvin stayed up in the DM because, one, he made out any longer, but he was attracted to Prince. He didn't know how to tell him face-to-face, so he took the easy way out and sent him a couple of DMs, and because he didn't know how he was going to react.
Mm-hmm.
As he explained to you, he ignored him a few times, but eventually, you have to shut that shit down, because if he didn't, it would have continued. So I don't think he did anything wrong by simply putting him in his place. Now,
okay.
I also don't think he's trying to prove to anybody that he's not gay, because if he was trying to do that, he wouldn't still be doing these pride events. He would have stopped that. He would have,
okay.
Instead of embracing Bible life, he would have distanced himself from Bible life. I think we take what he said as face value and let him handle his career the way that he thinks his career needs to go. It's good that we think we want to give advice, but just like you and your platform, you're not going to take advice from any and everybody. You're going to do what you think is best for a mind and his platform.
Yes, God. 5 seconds, caller. Yes.
I'm done.
Okay.
Go ahead. Did you want to respond?
I agree with the caller. I mean, why not block him? You know, you could have blocked him 7 messages ago. You say he's been inboxing you. You could block somebody on Instagram. That you can do.
All right. Thank you, baby. I love you. And how you doing? Okay. Let's take a couple more calls. 978-8025. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi. How are you? Hi.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing? Happy Sunday.
I'm doing fantastic on this Sunday evening as well.
You look amazing, but you know right
Thank
now
you.
I'm watching Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen
right.
with Tamar's on.
Okay.
So I'm talking to you, but I'm watching that at the same time. But
okay.
I just want to, honestly, I'm going to say this, Armand. I actually just called in because I wanted to say hi to you. You know, I know Prince called in. That interview, that was a no. That's a no. Prince, no, no. I'm so happy your best friend is right next to you because he was asking questions I wanted to hear. All I heard was a bunch of nothing. When you tell long stories, his voice is really low. I'm sorry. I didn't even pick up one sentence that he said. He's hiding something. Like, just be who you are, bro. Just be you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all of this, I'm posing naked, like, if you're a gay man, be a proud gay man. Like, I'm just keeping it simple. He didn't even have to tell that long-ass story that he was telling. I don't even know what the fuck he was talking about. But that's enough. But I love you. You did a good job asking questions. But I wanted to tell you, this is a little off-note. Finally, since I got you on the phone, did I ask you last time if you watched The View?
Yes, but I have, but I don't really watch The View. I don't keep up with The View like
that. You need to watch The View. Whoopi Goldberg is my fairy godmother, and she's been sick. She's been gone. She's been out, but she's back now. And she just, her first day back on April 1st, she knocked it out the park. So you need to watch it. And let me ask you, do you vote?
Listen, yes, I vote, but we have to talk about this later. Send me an email.
Okay,
I love her. Love it or death, but this is not the time right now. Love you, caller. Okay. I got your email. I love a Simply Lemonade as well. Thank you. Okay.
I love Simply Lemonade as well.
213-0513, you're live on the air. Okay, hello? Not ready. Okay, 908-3838, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Armand? Yo, that nigga is full of shit. I'm telling you, he is full of shit. I'm telling you. My boy, I used to work with my homeboy. He's, like, out or whatever, but...
Wait, hold on. Bring that back. You used to work with your boy, your homeboy.
Yeah, my homeboy. I'm not gonna say his name because I'm not gonna put him out there because he's in a relationship or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
hold on.
But him and his friends, they're out, you know, and Prince isn't out. Okay, so recently they took a trip to Miami. So they wasn't planning on meeting nobody. It wasn't an event like Pride, like you were talking about. They bumped into him. There was him for the whole weekend. And my boy, who I worked with, is in a relationship. So he didn't post a picture publicly like he was a celebrity because they probably was doing something, you know what I'm saying, X-rated. So this nigga calling is full of shit, I'm telling
you. Wait, hold on. So you, your friend and your friend's boyfriend met up with Prince?
No. My friend, he got a boyfriend. And his friends, they took and they went to Miami. He had some friends. So they all went to Miami. They didn't, like, go to an event like Pride or anything like that. They just went to Miami to go to Miami, and they bumped into him. Meanwhile, they taking pictures, all types of stuff, all weekend. They chilling. Nigga got his hair permed, fried. You know what I'm saying? Looking like Snoop Dogg and shit. The nigga was with them for the whole weekend. So
where's the photo? Do you have the photo?
I didn't screenshot the photos because I didn't want to, like, make it seem like I was, like, trying to, like, you know, set the whole situation up of, you know, giving it to blogs or people like you, you know what I'm saying? But the nigga was with him the whole weekend.
So what the fuck you calling for? Uh-huh.
I'm calling because this nigga full of shit, and he wasted, like, 45 minutes talking some bullshit. He was on cleanup control, for real. Listen to the fucking story he's talking about. Oh, I grew up with five sisters and shit. They don't want to hear about that shit. Y'all should have come up to the whole conversation y'all had at the beginning. Y'all should have went in on his ass and fucking eat his ass. Because he's full of shit, like, for real. Like, the nigga really out there like that. So that's all I really got
to say. But what proof do you have that he did something with these men? See, that's the thing. We don't want to incriminate him for being friends with gay men, because that's not a problem when straight guys are friends with gay men.
No, trust me. If you look at the area code, out here is a lot of crazy, freaky stuff going on. I'm telling you, like, people come out here to play. And I don't know if they got in contact with each other, and they went to go to Miami to meet him, to go have a weekend soiree, but it happened. I could hit him up and get the pictures and send it to you, like, via email if you want.
Please do. Please. The Armand Wiggins Show at gmail.com.
Okay, all right, because a lot of these niggas full of shit, Armand, I'm telling you.
The Armand Wiggins Show at gmail.com. Listen, I have to deal with receipts because I just don't understand what does that mean? He's hanging out with them. Okay, cool, they could be friends. I can go hang out with Prince, too. That doesn't mean that we're fucking.
But I mean a group, come on, Armand, you know, like a group of people. I don't care if it's like a group of girls with one guy or a group of guys with one girl for the whole weekend. You're going to be like, that's kind of suspicious. Like, y'all going to get into some things over the weekend. And with his crowd, my friend, my boy, his crew, they are just like that. They go out and they have fun. But he's in a relationship, so he keep it on the low. So that's all what I got to say about that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'd like to call
her. Send me the email.
Okay, I will.
Bye. Listen, I want to shout out to Prince for calling in the show.
Absolutely.
Because he definitely didn't have to do that. He shared a lot with us. I feel like, I don't think that Prince is gay. And I do think that he gets tried a lot, but I think he needs to be okay with that because at the same time, I do feel like Prince likes to know that people think that he's attractive, whether you're a man or a female, like I told him. That's how I feel.
Absolutely. I kind of feel, like nothing he said on the phone today changed my mind about anything. He kind of was talking in circles. He didn't really allow us to ask him the hard questions.
Okay.
So I can't really make up my mind. Like, I've heard a lot of stories, like the caller. Random people have reached out to me claiming they have receipts, although they didn't provide receipts. I don't know, but... He's a cool guy. I want to thank him for calling into the show. That was really cool. And, I just don't know.
Okay. Let's take another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, I just need to say something because this is, like, very specific to, like, black men. Like, a black man cannot dress up nice and cannot take good care of himself and cannot have feminine qualities without being labeled as a gay man. He cannot be in
okay.
a space with other black people and carry himself a certain way and have feminine mannerisms. He said that he was raised by a bunch of women. Of course, if he was raised by women, like most black men are, then then it makes sense that he has some feminine mannerisms. And the fact that he continues to carry himself in that way. If he was really trying to hide who he was, I know how, like, DL niggas be moving. Like, they don't do anything to give their identity away. They do not dress any certain way that'll give themselves away. They do not talk any way that'll give... If they even an inkling of any sort of gayness that could be picked up from their appearance, they're going to remove it. So the fact that he's still moving in this type of way and still dressing this type of way and wearing pink and everything like that, even though these allegations are still continuing, that shows you that this is just who he is. And I don't agree with that last caller that called in and was saying that, you know, he has to be gay. But that's the problem. Like, he can't hang out.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely, I agree with that.
If he was,
I don't think that Prince is gay.
No, and all of these allegations. I know that King. I love you, King. I know that you had, and I'm glad that you waited for the receipts before you put anything out there. You said, I'm going to wait for these receipts. If these people send me the receipts, I'll put it out there. But you said nobody sent you the receipts. So you just left it alone. Like, you left it at what it is, which is a story. And the same guy that called in just now with a story based on what they're seeing with their two eyes, which is a black man that's hanging out with a bunch of women and that dresses a certain way and carries himself a certain way and is not acting like a fucking thug in the streets. He's gay.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Good night.
Okay. Okay. Yes. All right. Last couple callers, 213-0513. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm doing fantastic tonight. We had an explosive show.
Yes. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
So I just wanted to say, I don't know the gentleman that that we're speaking of and that who obviously called him. I don't know about him. But from what you have told me and from what I've heard this evening, I kind of feel like he's playing a role that's unfair. If okay. you can, I mean, honestly, if you can say to a person that was in your face all evening, don't do this, don't say that, but you are very free to do a yacht party for a gay
okay.
event,
okay.
then what the hell are we talking about?
Oh.
It's a double standard. What are you doing? Now, but at the same time, like I said, I don't know him. I don't know him, you know, from a can of paint. But it just doesn't sound, it just doesn't sound right.
Well, I think the whole thing was he was saying that the offender was sending him, Trina's assistant, Alvin, was sending him DMs 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 something DMs with hard eyes and kissy face emojis and hearts and, you know, a bunch of gay bullshit.
Yeah, but and see, and I don't send DMs, so I don't even know what that looks like. But the way you all described it to me was you could just press a button and it's like, yeah, I liked it. Okay, cool.
Or no, DM, you can definitely flirt and be overly aggressive in a nigga's DMs. If you're sending, first of all, my guy sitting here right now has sent Prince over 10 DMs. And
I heard
that's what
something
I
like
should have
okay.
asked him. Has he opened your motherfucking DMs?
Yeah,
I want to know.
He didn't like the comments. Like, I screenshotted it when he liked the comment. Like, he does respond.
Did he respond to you in the DM?
He did not respond to me in the DM, but he did respond to me or underneath his picture in the comments.
Okay.
Okay, so he does respond.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you very much.
Bye. 415-9463. You're live on the air. Hello?
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
All right. Have a good one.
Hello? You what you ordering? Hello? Did you get enough for all of us? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've heard you. Can we get some food too? You thank you for the service and the napkins.
Oh,
and
shit.
Shit,
my bad. Hold on one second.
No, we didn't listen.
Okay, my bad. I didn't even realize it. But no, what I wanted to say is and I've been watching your show for the last 3 years on Facebook Live and all that, and I really enjoy you. But in this situation here, I do want to bring
where are you
up
calling
that,
from? You calling from the Bay Area?
I'm from San Francisco.
Shout out to you.
Thank you very much. But I wanted to just bring up, you know, concerning this situation that have you all noticed as gay men how straight boys or DO boys that you would never know get down, how a lot of times a lot of their friends are cute or a lot of their friends are really attractive? And I said that to say straight boys know when another nigga is attractive. And
right.
A lot of times, if they don't find you attractive, they will not speak to you. They'll get mad. They don't want you around. You know, if
wait,
you don't, if, you,
hold
if you're
hold
not
hold
popular,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
So
what are you saying to me is you are saying that Prince thinks that Alvin is ugly and is non-attractive?
Absolutely. That's what he's saying.
Oh, I'm not saying that he's saying that, but that is a, you know, I work with young people, so I know how a lot of them get down and I've had conversations. They won't even speak to you, you know, in public.
What?
Or if you say what's up to them, they'll be like, if a dude say what's up to me and I don't think he's cute. And these are straight boys. You would never know they get down unless the Lord tapped you on your shoulder and told you.
Okay.
Or unless you got down with them. You know, but
right.
that is a big factor in that. Straight boys are not totally. Matter of fact, I've actually heard straight boys, they'd be like, that's my partner. He hella ugly, but that's my partner. And I'm thinking, well, if he was cute, would you tell him?
So do you think
know,
that Trina's assistant is attractive?
Well, I would say no shade, but whenever you say no shade, that means there is some shade.
Okay.
I said that, I guess, because that was in my own heart. And I don't call people ugly. I mean, whoever God made. I just want
right.
to be attracted to them. And there's some cute guys that I'm just
okay.
not attracted to.
Okay.
You know,
so
some,
what are you saying, caller?
Well, I'm going to need y'all to stop being petty.
No, I'm asking a question. I need you, because I need clarification. We speak in English here, very plain, simple terms here, so everybody can understand it. What are you saying?
I'm saying
you don't think that Trina's assistant is attractive. You don't think she's attractive. You don't.
I don't think Trina's attractive. People think she's the baddest bitch.
It has nothing to do with Trina. You don't think her assistant is attractive, and that's why you think Prince got upset.
There you go.
So you think if Trina's assistant was more attractive, then Prince probably wouldn't have been so upset.
And you know what brought that thought process on with me? Earlier,
right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me build up to it. I know I got a couple of seconds left, but let me build up to it real quick. One of y'all was saying, I don't want to blame one, and I'm wrong. That there's a whole bunch of gay dudes in his inbox, and he's not saying nothing.
Okay.
But that one particular one, he has something to say something about. Just like, I know you know this, and I've done did it, and I know you done did it. When post a picture of yourself, when you post a picture of yourself on Instagram, and somebody that you don't think is attractive leave a comment, you skip over that comment and don't like it, or you erase it. Or
you are fucking killing me right now.
If you don't hurt their feelings, I mean, if you don't want to hurt their feelings, you just erase the whole post and repost the thing a week later. I learned this from my young bucks. Am I telling the truth?
Okay, so what are you saying? Because you
said it.
So,
y'all done already caught the T. It's a capital T.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, caller. Shout out. Shout out to the Bay Area.
Okay.
Shout out to California.
Thank you. Have
we
a
love
good
California.
One.
Bye.
Bye.
And you know he's telling the truth. You know, I know firsthand he's telling the truth, because I mess with all these girls and all that. Hey, they do that. They do that.
Y'all,
they do that.
We should have asked Prince, listen, is Alvin not attractive enough for you to be his friend? Is that what is it? Is the motherfucker ugly? I don't think Alvin is ugly. I don't think any human being is ugly.
Yo, he didn't want Alvin kicking it in the same circles with him. He didn't want Alvin nowhere near him. He didn't want Alvin to touch him or nothing. Felt like he was going to catch cooties or something.
All right, guys, listen, this has been another phenomenal show. We've been on here for a long time tonight, okay?